BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hi, it's 4 o'clock. I'm Liam, I'm 20 and I'm from Dartford. You might not know this, but a tiger once urinated on my face. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
BBC
Radio 1.
Good afternoon. This is Scott. A lot of questions coming in on Twitter and also on text about the guy that introduced the show today. It was Liam. Liam, what was your fascinating fact about yourself again?
I got urinated on by a tiger.
Right. Can you explain this to me, please? How did that occur?
Well, I was really young, and I think I was in Weymouth for, a short holiday with my family. And a tiger just kind of turned around. And obviously, me being a child, it lifted his tail up, and I was like,
Hang on. You're in Weymouth, and there's a tiger there.
I think I was at a zoo. Weymouth.
You didn't say that.
Oh, no.
They don't just roam around Weymouth.
Yeah, I wasn't, abroad. I was at a zoo.
Okay, good. Well, you should have said a zoo.
Oh.
Anyway, so it lifted its tail up.
Yeah, and it just, weed on me. And that was it. I was very shocked. I think I cried. I'm not sure.
How old were you?
I think I was about 7 or 8.
Oh, are you mentally scarred?
I am. Well, I only recently remembered it the other day, and I was telling my girlfriend.
Well, you're not mentally scarred, then.
No. I mean, I haven't really come face-to-face with tigers since, but,
What you didn't realise, though, all those years ago, when the tiger was weeing on your face, is that one day you would be introducing this show on Radio 1 with that very story.
I know, and I do. Yeah, I know, I do love Radio 1 as well.
Happy times.
Good.
Thanks for being on, Liam.
That's all right, thank you.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
If you want to introduce the show tomorrow, then email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Make sure you've got a good story. No Becky today. Chris is here. Hi.
Hi.
Have you been urinated on by anything?
I don't think I've ever been urinated on.
I've been pooed on by a pigeon and then I ate it, but we've discussed that before.
Eh?
Nothing at all. No, never been stung by a jellyfish and someone weed on it for you? Suck out the sting?
No.
All right. I'll leave it with you. If you ever think of anything that has weed on you, let me know.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, now Chris has remembered that a ladybird has once weed on him.
I don't think I've ever had anything larger than a ladybird wee on me.
Who has that happened to them?
I think everyone has once in their life.
I haven't. How do you know? That's a little small thing, isn't it?
Just a little bit of yellow left behind.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What, on your hand or something?
I think so,
That's never happened to me. Right, also Liam, who introduced the show today, there's no zoo in Weymouth. Loads of people have been on. So where do the tigers live in Weymouth? Or was he just weed on by a big cat? Anyone can shed any light on this. Maybe it was a tiger prawn, someone says. But whatever, Liam, you may have thought you were in Weymouth when you got weed on by the tiger, but there is no zoo, so where are they coming from?
The Scott Mills Daily.
I love Kelly Clarkson. Do you know why? Because she's one of us. She looks like one of us, and she dances like one of us. Would you like you to, if you're a little bit bored at work or at uni at the moment, or maybe at college, to have a look at her new video. If you put it on YouTube, it's Kelly Clarkson Stronger. That's what the track is called. Kelly Clarkson Stronger. And about 2 minutes 30 into the video, all these cool kids come in and join her. They all come through the gates. They're outside. They're doing some moves. And Kelly, bless her, dances like she's at a wedding. But also, look out for the karate chops. They're something else.
The thing is, you're hardly in a position to criticise her dancing, right?
Oh, good Lord. What, after last night? If you are not aware of this, last night I joined Nihal because some of the daytime DJs are coming in on the nighttime shows this week. So I was all about the Desi and Asian beats, and I did some Bhangra dancing. They did film it, and I imagine that it's going to be up on the Radio 1 website very soon. We're getting a lot of people asking, where's the video? I'll let you know. Meantime, enjoy Kelly Clarkson's moves. 2 minutes 30 into the video if you're interested.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Last night, I went into Nihal's show, and I did some Bhangra dancing. First of all, I played the doll, which is the drum, which I was really good at.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, you listened to the whole hour, did you?
I thought it was really good, yeah. Really
and
enjoyed
also,
it.
Say what you thought about the tunes, because you've not ever heard Nihal's show before. It's not just Bhangra music and Bollywood. There's loads of dubstep in there.
No, it was...
Loads of really good R&B as well.
Yeah, I actually really like... There was especially a couple of... The one that you played at the end... Enderley. By the girl group.
Yeah, I said that I'd play that again today, which I'll try and find it in a minute. It's really, really good.
But I'll tell you what, you dancing.
I know. It's on the website now. I don't look happy. I'll tell you why that was. Because the turban that I was wearing was actually cutting off the circulation to my head for a while until they loosened it.
What? Why did you have it so tight?
Well, because that the nice man that was with infamous Ranj, who taught me how to dance, he put it on really too tight on my head. So that's why I'm scowling a little bit, it has to be said. But it's only because I was concentrating. You know that, as my friend.
Yeah.
When I concentrate, I do scowl a bit.
It does look like you're giving it everything in this dance.
I tried. I was just told to relax, and then that'll make it easier.
Did you feel relaxed?
No. You'll be able to see all this on the video. I didn't relax. But check my outfit out. They went all out. I've got purple on. You feel so free in that. I said last night, I might never wear jeans again. I've got a turban on it, a purple turban. I've got the gold braided stuff. Look, have a look on the website now. Scott Mills Goes Bangra. If you go to the homepage, it's just on the left, down the bottom, at bbc.co.uk/radio1. This is one of the tunes that Nihal was tipping for big things last night. They're by NLA, and the track is called Galaguria. Shall I play a little clip of it?
Yeah.
This is from last night's show. It's a girl band. Who are very clever. Got a doctor in there, a dentist. And another one that's a model. So you don't get British girl bands like being doctors and dentists.
No, you don't.
Generally. Like, are any of the Saturdays qualifiers, GPs?
Doubt it.
I really like that chat from last night. If you're listening again to the whole show, it's online, on the iPlayer, on the Radio 1 website. And if you want to look at the video, Scott Goes Bangra. Yeah, be nice.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
For a while now, I've been thinking that I need a hobby, because I don't really have any. Thing is, my job is kind of my hobby, because when I was a little geek, when I was about 8 or 9, I was pretending to be on Radio 1 in my bedroom. That was my hobby. And now that's my job. So I've been left, really, without anything to fill my spare times apart from wine and television.
But do you not go home and still pretend to be on Radio 1 when you're home?
Not as much anymore. I mean, occasionally I'll do a show for my flatmate.
How's that work?
Just set up some decks in the lounge.
What?
I don't really. But obviously, I really wanted to be on Radio 1 when I was a kid. It's quite cute, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. But all the time, I get asked in magazine and newspaper articles, so have you got any special interests or hobbies? And I never, ever have an answer, because I just don't.
I'm just trying to think. I can't think of any that you kind of do in your spare time, or any that I've seen you do.
No. I haven't, have I?
No, you sort of do a few diets. That's not really a hobby, is it?
I mean, that takes up some time, but then obviously that goes wrong. So it's not really a hobby.
Going out, is that a hobby?
No, you can't say that. It's like when people put on their CV, I enjoy going out and socialising and travelling. It's a rubbish answer.
Yeah.
And now that Becky's taken up cross stitch, do you know about this? She's
cross
stitching celebrities. She is nearly finished Angelina Jolie and is about to embark on a Lil Kim for Grimmy and also a cross stitch of Justin Bieber's face for me. But I think craft is the way forward.
Right.
For my hobby. And someone sent me a link for an advert. This is in America. And this has inspired me. I think this could be the one. This could be the hobby that I choose.
You probably thought this deer was alive. And this coyote was alive. And this pheasant was alive. Nope. They're not. They're dead. They've been taxidermized by Chuck Testa.
Yeah. That's Chuck Testa. So he does taxidermy.
What's that?
Stuffing animals. Dead ones.
Eh? That's illegal.
With their dead.
Oh, right.
I did say dead.
Yeah, okay.
Right. But I'm not going to just go up to an animal and stuff it when it's still alive. I'd like to. How would that work?
I don't know.
I'll be hours chasing it. Come here, chicken. But I'm just wondering how hard it is. And also, if anyone knows this, please let me know. How do you get into something like that? And another thing I want to know is, will people find it hot? Because I think that a lot of people judge on your hobby.
Right. So
is that an attractive hobby, do you think?
Well, I don't think you're going to pull many people with dead animals, are you?
What, so if I get someone back to mine that I like and they like me, and we're in the lounge, and I say to them, yeah, you see that line over there? That was me.
You stuffed it?
I stuffed that. Here's more from Chuck.
I specialise in the most lifelike dead animals anywhere. Period.
I want that to be me.
Period.
Okay.
Look at that antelope driving a car.
No, it's just Chuck Testa.
Yeah, it's just Chuck and his dead animals. In the advert, you can see Chuck with lots of his dead creations, and people are like, is it real? No, it's a dead animal, which he's stuffed.
So where are you going to get these animals from?
Well, that's the thing. I don't know anything about this.
So what are you going to do? Go out, grab a pheasant or
something? Well, I think I'd start small, maybe with, like, you know, a hedgehog or something that I would find on an A road.
A hedgehog?
Somewhere. Well, because they're quite small, aren't they? Because obviously...
This isn't serious.
No, the big ones, like, you know, you always see, like, the deer's head and all that, don't you? That's quite a hefty ask. I think if it was something small, like a rat or a hedgehog, then I could probably do it in... You know, it wouldn't take up too much of my time because I'm quite busy.
So you're going to stuff a rat and then move your way up to, I don't know, lions and giraffes and elephants?
Yeah.
And...
Oh, no, there's a bear in my bed.
Nope. Chuck Testa.
I love this guy. I want to meet Chuck Testa. I want to ask him everything there is to know about taxidermy and stuffing the animals.
Hold on a second. There's a leopard feeding on an impala out on my deck.
Nope. Just Chuck Testa with another realistic mount.
Is this an advert? These are awful.
They're brilliant.
Call Chuck Testa for the most lifelike dead animals around, period.
So this is going to be you?
Yeah, I'm going to be the UK Chuck Testa.
Right. One question. What are you going to stuff them with?
Oh, yeah. What do they stuff them with?
I don't know, rice or something?
Will that work?
Surely it's that stuff that's in beanbags, you know, those little white things.
Yeah, or is it just like bubble wrap?
What's that action you're doing at me there?
That's me stuffing a rat.
I don't know what you stuff them with. Foam?
Foam might work.
Yeah?
Yeah, obviously I need to look more into this before I do decide that this is my new hobby, but I reckon there'll be loads of people that listen to this show that stuff dead animals. That's not true, is it? But I reckon there might be someone that knows something about it somewhere. I mean, at the moment, I'm starting off, you know, I'm fresh at this. I'm suggesting stuffing a rat with foam. But think about it. Next time I get asked by a journalist in, like, you know, the Independent magazine or whatever, so, got any hobbies? What do you do in your spare time? Instead of saying wine and television, I can say, yep, taxidermy.
Yes, true.
I can say to them,
I specialise in the most lifelike dead animals anywhere. Period.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That was Professor Green and Never Be a Right Time on BBC Radio 1. Hearing that song... has reminded me, I'm getting quite a few emails and texts and Twitter messages from people saying, is the transfer window back on after Christmas? You know, because obviously the window closes between Christmas and New Year when you absolutely cannot split up with somebody in that time. It just gets awkward. But yes, go, go, go. The transfer window is back open. And now, if you are thinking of dumping someone, I would say is the right time.
Perfect time, probably,
well,
isn't it?
Because you've got, you know, Valentine's Day coming up. Christmas and New Year's kind of, like, been and gone enough now. You know, they've had a week or so to get over it. So, yeah, if you were thinking of making that move and making that change, then now is the ideal time, I would say, before Valentine's Day, because then, obviously, the transfer window does close again and it gets a bit messy.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Surprising amount of people who work at Radio 1 who know people who stuff... animals.
Really?
Getting loads of internal emails from people going, oh, you need to speak to my friend. He does taxidermy. Isn't Darren Brown well into it as well?
Yeah.
He's got stuffed animals all over his house.
Yeah, I saw it on one of his TV shows once.
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, he loves it because he said that when he came in for an interview before. But does he actually do it himself? Or do you think he just, like, buys them done?
I don't know.
Also, here's the thing. It's a bit like, you know, when they take the giblets out at Christmas. Who does all the nasty bits before, because I just want to stuff it. I don't want all the kind of...
Oh, you want giblets
mess.
Out?
I want giblets out of the hedgehog if possible.
Right.
Yeah. But a lot of people are saying that we haven't properly thought this through as an idea for my new hobby, and that if Becky was here, this would never have happened, and she needs to rush back.
Yeah, but Becky's not here.
No, she's not.
So here's what I'm saying. Do it. By tomorrow, I think you should have stuffed an animal.
Is this challenging? Are you challenging me?
Yeah, I double dare you. So by tomorrow, what are you doing tonight?
National Lottery.
Oh.
There's loads of free time there in between rehearsals.
Can you stuff something in?
Yeah, but I need to.
Right in,
I don't know. I got a couple of hours. How long does it take? If any taxidermy people are on, listening right now, can you email me and just give me a rough timescale and also what I should start with? I'm suggesting a rat or hedgehog. By tomorrow's show, you want me to stuff something?
By tomorrow's show, yeah.
That is a big ask.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Let's talk about my new hobby, which I think might be taxidermy, stuffing animals. But now people are texting in with all sorts of stories about, you know, the actual process of stuffing it, whatever it might be, and that it's quite gory in places. And also, I need someone to take the giblets out first, I think. What is a giblet, even?
What is a giblet?
Chris Smith off the news. Hi.
Hi.
You should know this.
Well, I don't, actually.
What is it?
You never hear someone going to hospital to have a giblet out, do you?
Oh, no. She had to have her giblets out.
Oh, bad
touching,
giblets.
Touch and go for a while.
The doctor never looks at you and goes, I'm afraid it's your giblets.
Yeah.
We'll have to have them out.
Never does.
Straight away.
I'm going to take those giblets out immediately.
Make some gravy.
No, it's, I don't know what they are. But also, like, I need to know more info because I'm going to look really stupid if I go into a butcher's tomorrow with a dead hedgehog and ask them if they can take the giblets out. But look, this needs to be thought through. And also, I was asking, is it a hot hobby? Would people find it hot if I took up taxidermy? I think it might smell a bit.
Little bit.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Keely's been on doing revision, as so many people are at the moment. So you know what? I did Nahal's show last night, and I just tweeted to see if anyone was awake. So many people doing all-nighters at the moment. So hello, if that's you, if you're just in a world of revision and work. But Keely's been on saying, is there any 24 years at the tap end today? No. That's a little treat for you on Tuesdays and Thursdays, so it'll be on tomorrow. Also, some people are really confused because they haven't heard it as to why your autobiography is called 24 Years at the Tap End. Can you just explain more?
We should probably explain it.
Yeah, because it's just called that now, and if you're just a new listener or you haven't caught the explanation, that's going to be a bit weird.
Yeah, well, it comes from a discussion we were having whereby I didn't notice that for 24 years, because that's my age, that I'd been lying in the wrong end of the bath whenever I had a bath.
Yeah, you were lying at the tap end.
Yeah.
Which is mostly uncomfortable.
And then I thought, 24 years into my life, I don't really have a bath often. I have a shower,
yeah, but
don't really have a bath that often. I just thought, right, I'll switch things around here. It went the other way and it was much more comfortable.
So, since this incredible revelation, how many times have you had a bath at the other end? Because you haven't realised until now.
Do you know what? I have a bath now to celebrate a new chapter.
Yeah. It is.
It just seems like a thing to do.
So much more comfortable down that end.
Much better, yeah.
And that's why, for everyone that's asking,
The Scott Mills Daily.
Because she's a big fan of Saturday Night TV Show with Paddy McGuinness, that is Florence and the Machines in the new track, and No Light, No Light.
Really?
Yeah, that's why. She's got it a bit wrong, but she loves that show. She always stays in on Saturday to watch it. Who doesn't? Especially the spin-off afterwards, hosted by Mark Wright. OMG. She holds that note for such a long time. Have you noticed it in there? There's a really long note in there in this new song by Florence. Listen to this.
Yep.
Woohoo! I made that 13 seconds.
Is it?
Yeah, that is good skill. That is lung power. Ahoy. Can you do that?
I don't think so.
Try and beat it.
And now?
3, 2, 1, go. No, see, not as long.
It wasn't really a note either, was
not
it?
Not really in tune, no. That wasn't you holding a note in any way. I doubt there are many songs that are longer than that, note-wise. Like, I don't remember hearing a song where there is a longer note than that. Do you think that's what she was aiming for? She's like, right, if I do this really long note, I end up in the Guinness Book of World Records as, like, the longest note ever in a song.
Is it the longest?
I don't know. I mean, if anyone knows of any longer, then maybe you can let me know on 81199 on text. But I quite like it because it's like, you hear it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, impressive. About now you start looking at your watch, don't you?
Go on, pigs.
Go on, pigs! Oh, just a little bit too long. If you know of any others really long, let me know on text.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Florence holds an impressively long note in her new song, No Lighty, No Likey. And just trying to find others like any longer than that, because hers is an impressive 13 seconds. So many people are saying that classic Whitney Houston song. Nowhere near.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Just talking about Florence and her incredible long note in her new song. On she goes. Go on, Biggs. Loads of you suggesting other songs that might have longer notes in them. I'm just interested to know. A lot of people are suggesting this one. Who knew that Fergie had so much puff? There's no getting over. Oh. There's a breath there. How long was that?
I think that wins.
No. Does it? Was that longer? Oh, we reckon that was about 15, so actually...
Blimey.
Yeah, you're right. But then loads of people are saying this really old song called Lovely Day by Bill Withers...
Oh, tune.
...is so long. Right, let's time this. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be. Here it goes. Do that. I reckon that's about 27 seconds.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Talk about Florence and her big long note in her new song. But then, I mean, she's got length. But as you were saying, Chris, it's not all that now, is it?
It's not enough.
It's not enough. 18 seconds on Lovely Day, Bill Withers. And then loads of you are now suggesting ones that might be longer. Thank you for all your texts. I love some of the random songs that you lot know. There's a Norwegian group called Aha, and they've got a track called Summer Moved. Right, let's time this one. This is 18 seconds to beat, right? Record so far by Bill Withers. Just one thing left to
end. Whoa!
That's quite a long time. That's quite long. That was 20, so that beats Bill Withers now. But then Matt Edmondson, off of Radio 1, and Telly, has been on, and he is reminding me of this one. I don't know how I forgot this. Obviously, it's JLS. How do we forget this? I'll be here with both. Check this. With the same love in my go. Easily beats all of them. Who knew Arishe had so much puff?
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Lauren in Essex. Happy birthday. Also, we've got Ben in his room revising, like so many other people are. And Claire off of Newcastle, who is mostly going to be in the university library for the rest of the night until the sun comes up. Well, not that there'll be any sun, but you know what I mean, until it gets light. It's 5:42. Okay, Matt Edmondson, thank you so much for pointing out the JLS long note there. But I have made a mistake. Our information was not correct. This long note was not sung by Arishe. It's actually Aston who's got the biggest puff. So Sorry for messing that up. It's actually Aston.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I might actually give up this dead animal stuffing thing and go and play sax instead. It's a lot cooler.
He'll get you the girls,
I think.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot cooler. I think it's like, hi, I play the saxophone. So it's a lot better than something like, hi, I stuff deers. Yeah. I mean, it's just better, it's got a better ring to it. It's 6:10. It's going to be me soon. I'm going to be, like, hanging out in jazz bars and all that. I mean, like... Yeah. Probably might sound a bit better
what
than that.
What was that?
I don't know. That was like
a ferry.
Only saxophone effect that I had to hand. It wasn't quite what I was after.
What is that?
What are you saying, Chris?
So, do you remember about a year ago, I said I wanted to win a Brit Award?
Yeah, it must have been a year ago now, because they're coming up again.
The nominations are tomorrow, aren't they?
Yes. Greg James is going to be doing the nominations tomorrow with James Corden, who's the host this year. And Greg's going to be on our show tomorrow, and he'll have all the details.
But I've been seeing all these rumours about who's going to get nominated, and I've not been mentioned once.
No, but you haven't actually made anything.
No.
But that is tomorrow, the nominations.
Right.
So what's the plan?
Well, in urgency, I think I need to get a song ready. And I've decided to take my inspiration from David Guetta.
Why Guetta?
Because he's had loads of songs out this past year, right?
Yeah, he's like the number one hit maker right
now.
He's
a genius.
He is a genius.
He churns out these songs every week.
More than one a week.
And he's got this, what I think is, he's got this winning formula. I'm not quite sure what it is, but he's got this winning formula.
I mean, yeah, it is a formula. I mean, and he'll be the first person to admit that all his songs are similar. Let's be honest, they all sound exactly the same.
Yes.
But it is a good formula. It's like if you... Imagine if someone gave you the recipe for Coca-Cola.
Yes.
And you can kind of, you know, you can get it nearly right, but if you actually discovered the true original recipe, we'd all be rich.
Yeah.
Same with Guetta's formula.
He's the Willy Wonka of music.
Sure is.
He's got that secret recipe.
So is this to get you a nomination next year? Because it ain't going to happen tomorrow. It doesn't work like that.
Really?
No, it's all closed. It's finished.
I just thought this could be a last minute.
It doesn't work like that, Chris. But I love the fact that you think it does.
No?
No. It's all in envelopes, ready to go tomorrow.
I just thought this was Radio 1, its biggest station on Earth.
No.
It could...
Not even us could manage that, no.
Okay. Well, maybe for next year, then.
So you're making your own David Guetta type song?
Yeah. So what I've done is I've been listening to a lot of David Guetta songs, doing my research... And I've noticed that there's four main themes to his songs, to the words in his songs.
Mm.
And I just thought, if I wrote my song, including these themes, it would be a winner.
Onto a winner, yeah.
Because it's the formula.
I don't really listen to the lyrics that much in David Guetta's songs. I just dance.
What? Do you?
Yeah.
Okay, so I found four main themes. The first theme being in the club.
And these are from some of his songs?
Yeah, a few of them. Club can't handle me.
You know I know how. The club can't even handle me right now.
I've never really been able to work that out, why the club can't handle him.
No.
It's all a bit odd, isn't it?
And no.
What is it about David Guetta that the club can't even handle right now? I reckon it might be his amazing disco dancing, as you do see in some of his videos. I sometimes I can't handle that and I have to turn it off. What's the next one?
Nothing really matters.
In the club, nothing really matters.
It's quite philosophical, that. In the club, nothing really matters.
In the club, nothing really matters.
Next one, Little Bad Girl.
And every night on the floor, putting on a show. Show. Everybody in the club, there's a little something you should know. Look at her go on the dance floor.
Okay, so I think my song needs to reference being in the club.
A lot, yeah.
And then the next theme I noticed is staying up late.
Really?
Who's that chick?
I won't stop until the sun is up. Oh, yeah. My heart is a dancer, beating like a disco drum.
It's like in David Guetta's club, there's no 3 a.m. close.
No, really not. No one gets a kebab at the end of Guetta's clubs.
No.
They're just there to the sunrise.
Next song's Down, Down, Down.
Come on, let's drink it up. And we don't go all night. And we ain't stop until the sunlight touch the ground.
I think maybe David went straight from Google's Translate with that one.
Yeah.
That doesn't actually make any sense.
No,
sunlight touching the ground.
Imagine if I said that to someone on a night out. If I said to one of my mates, no, we're not going to leave until the sunlight touches the ground.
What?
I'd get beaten up.
It'd be even better if you said this.
I won't stop until the sun is up. Oh, yeah. My heart is a dancer, beating like a disco drum.
I'll get a punch.
Say that next time you're out. What's the next one?
Oh, it's my favourite, Memories.
It's getting late, but I don't mind. 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 It's getting late, but I don't mind.
Fairly repetitive, but it's a good one.
I never noticed how repetitive it was until now.
You do, that's because I don't listen to the words that often. Okay, so far in your winning formula, stolen off getter a bit, we need to be in the club, need to be staying up late. What next?
The next essential ingredient to a smash hit from David Guetta is that girls' bottoms are good.
I've never noticed that.
Sexy chick.
The way that booty moving, I can't take no more. Have to stop what I'm doing so I can pull her close. I'm trying to find the words to describe this girl without being disrespectful. Damn, girl. Damn, you're a sexy chick.
They sound brilliant when they're read out, don't they?
It's really weird hearing it.
No, like it gives them a whole new life.
The other song I noticed it in was Little Bad Girl.
Shaking her ass from left to right. Moving in dance every time all night. Go, little bad girl. Little bad girl.
It's weird, because when I go out clubbing, if I'm honest, I don't really focus on the bottoms.
From my experience, you're mostly focusing on whether the kebab shop's still open.
Yes.
So you do make plans around that.
Yeah.
Okay, so we need to be in the club, staying up late, mention girls' booties and bottoms a lot.
Yeah.
One more?
It's advisable to get more than one girl at a time. This is from Where Them Girls At.
So many girls in here, where do I begin? I see this one, I'm about to go in. Bring it on, baby, all your friends. I love that body. You got a BFF. I want to see that girl. All women invited.
I've never knew those were the lyrics.
Yeah.
You're inviting as many girls as you can.
Yes.
As who want to come along to the club and put their drinks up.
And shake their booties. Yeah.
Okay, so are you ready to write your song, or do you need some more kind of help from people?
Well, I've spotted those four themes, but I could do with knowing of any more that anyone can see. So if there are any more that people know in Dave Guetta songs, it's...
If anyone else can think of any other things, then let us know. Scott Mills on Facebook, or text 81199, Twitter at BBCR1. We'd appreciate your input.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You need to put, I'm a party, I'm a party, I'm a party, I'm a party in there somewhere.
Right, I'll write that down.
Something about partying. In the David Guetta song. You need a massive chorus, obviously. Huge chorus that people can, you know, sing in the club and they put their drinks up. And also a rap as well. Becky could do the rap. She's back tomorrow.
Hey, good idea.
Also, you have to look a little bit awkward and out of place in the video.
Doing a video?
Well, I know, people are getting ahead of themselves a little bit. But the thing I want you to do, your little homework tonight, I'll stuff an animal, and you... That's not happening, by the way. If you come up with the lyrics to your David Guetta alike song.
Right.
Okay, so by tomorrow's show... I want you to have the lyrics, bearing in mind all of the points that we just talked about that absolutely must be in the track.
I'll give it a go.
You get me? That's tonight's homework.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, man, what's happening?
Hey, Zane.
How you doing, dude?
I'm all right, dude.
Cool. What's going on? How's the show been today?
The show's been good. And last night was something else.
Oh, you jumped on the Hull show last night from midnight.
Yeah.
Tell us what you got up to, because I wasn't asleep. I was... preparing for something quite heavy that's happening after the show for me tonight. But tell me what happened.
We just laid down some Desi beats and then I did some Bhangra dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
always great for radio.
Standard, dancing. I know. At least there's a video on the website now.
Really, somebody got out the camera phone?
Yeah, they did.
Flip cam.
Yeah. It wasn't. I mean, you get the idea from looking at the video, you know.
Will it be a YouTube sensation for the right reasons?
God, I really hope
or the
not.
Crazy reasons.
But yeah, for the crazy reasons.
Will it be like Scott Mills does possible interpretation of Bhangra dancing, or will it be Crazy Man attempts to integrate himself into Bhangra dancing in mad way?
I don't
lost his mind. Yeah. Watch at your own peril. Will it be that kind of thing?
Well, I don't know, because actually, infamous Ranj, who taught me, said I was quite good. So
you really you made up for a lot of lost time, didn't you? You got really heavy into the scene.
Yeah,
early on.
I had a turban on.
You went in.
I did go in.
And this can be seen?
this can be seen right now on the Radio 1 website.
On the Radio 1 website, where it can be controlled, and if the comments get too outrageous, it can be taken down.
Well, I doubt there'll be any comments allowed.
I think you should be brave and put it on YouTube. Throw it to the masses and see what they think.
Oh, no.
YouTube has become the litmus test of all things.
I love reading the comments. It's my favourite bit. Apart from
I don't even get to the comments. Most of the time I look at the things I'm involved in and it's like 3 likes. 3,500 dislikes. I'm like, I might give the comments a miss on this.
It's like also with Facebook and stuff, we can do like really, really good videos and we'll get like 6 likes. Mm. And then a bucket of chicken that I may have eaten earlier that day gets like 600,000 likes.
Yep, that's it. If you want to be successful as a musician out there, all you have to do is put your music up with the headline Cute Bunny Rabbit, and before anyone even knows, you'll have the click, because all you care about is the click.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if they turn off after 3 seconds.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You got the click.
You got the click. I said I wasn't going to announce this before we did it, but we're talking about the internet, and we're talking about the way that music and culture have integrated into the world of the internet. So I'm just going to go ahead and do it. Now, you know the BBC Masterclass is happening.
Yes.
Stay with us, people. So we're doing this amazing BBC Masterclass for musicians and for producers and writers down at Abbey Road, and it's all going to be broadcast, you know, on Radio 1 and put out online and everything else for people to enjoy around the world. Well, tonight, after the show, I'm going to get a chance to do a international conversation, a chat, an interview. He's going to be in Los Angeles and I'm going to be here in London, each with a camera trained on us and a Skype opened and recording it. And I'm going to do this as part of my presentation with because my thing is Mavericks, right? The art of individuality. Yeah. That's my whole thing is Mavericks. And I'm going to be doing this with probably without question, the most integral Maverick, the most inspiring and influential modern musician in the world of music and internet. So I'm doing that with Trent Reznor tonight from Nine Inch Nails, and it's going to be part of the masterclass, and I am so excited about this.
BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.